Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. This week, I'm talking with you about creating the optimum situation where you have fertile soil for the vision that you have. We'll call that the seeds that you're planting, your ideas, your vision, what comes up in your mind when you're taking that walk or you're coming out of that meditation. You've been working constantly in here on clarifying your vision. What do you want? And breaking it down into pieces. Now we're getting more specific about the kind of environment that you're bringing your ideas into. Are you stopping your ideas at the door, or are you allowing them to even come in? I want you to just be cognizant and self-aware of what you do with your ideas, what you do with your vision. If you don't allow it to move in and at least navigate around within you, you're not going to be able to see possibility. So this week, I'm talking about a number of things back and forth. Yesterday, I just spoke with you about what environment you're getting your ideas into and who you hang around with and what you put into your mind and what you expose yourself to on a daily basis. And for the rest of the week, I'm really going to be talking with you in detail about some of the things here. So today we're just talking into the same old audit, the system audit and upgrade. What are you doing with your vision? Do you have a space within you that entertains your ideas? How far do they get past the gatekeeper? And the gatekeeper could be a welcoming energy that is open to possibility, so that when you get an idea, I like to use this analogy, you go right up to the cliff edge and you see what's possible at the cliff edge. You don't decide a half a mile back that it looks like there's a cliff and there's an edge and it probably won't work. So you drop it way back there. What kind of environment are your ideas and your vision coming into on a daily basis? And you may be at a different level than somebody else in the community. But no matter what, as I expand, I continue getting the opportunity to coax myself all the way forward, all the way to the front of the idea, where I can really look around at everything. If you imagine yourself out on the edge of a beautiful lookout, and you're a little bit nervous about heights, but instead of stopping way back, you continue journeying forward, and when you get to the edge, you can see there's some navigation possible at the edge. It's not as steep as you thought. There's a step down, and then there's another step down. What opportunities are you giving your ideas to have a life within you for investigation? So today's homework is just an investigation of your own internal environment, and if it is creating possibility, if it's allowing the hunches that you're getting to even have an opportunity to get in the mix. I used this example just yesterday. But I used to see something that I loved, that I thought was great, and I would chop it off at the knees because I would say, I can't afford it. I'd immediately say, I can't afford it. And through some digging into personal development and wanting, I was in such a desperate situation, having lost my job, left my job for good reasons, where I felt I couldn't stay, and needing what I thought would be my next step of training. And somebody saying, even if you can't figure out how, if you feel like it's your next step, just step further in and put your name on this piece of paper. And it started me on a process that let me see that just, a couple conversations forward of that, I discovered a way. And it started tuning me up in a different way. It started flexing the muscle that I have that allows possibility. It allows consideration. It allows for resourcefulness. It allows me to get enough information that I can make a better decision. All along the way, you can always say no to something. But what are you saying no to when you don't even have the facts yet? So today, I want you to do the system audit on how free-flowing you are at allowing something that you might not know is possible, allowing it to be at least considered. That's your work. Go into the Facebook page and post it. I'll put a prompt in there and you can add to that prompt. Have a beautiful day.